Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a light on the lesser-known heroes of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today, we're celebrating the life of Dorothy Hight, a beloved figure of the civil rights movement, known for her charm, intelligence, leadership, and fine taste in hats. The day was March 24th, 1912. Civil rights leader Dorothy Hight was born in Richmond, Virginia. She grew up to be one of the most influential women of the modern civil rights movement, but her role in the fight for social justice was often overshadowed by her male contemporaries. Her name may not be as well known as theirs, but her dedication to making the United States a more open and inclusive place for everyone was unprecedented. Hight once said, "Greatness is not measured by what a man or woman accomplishes, but by the opposition he or she has overcome to reach his goals." Dorothy Irene Hight had plenty of opposition to overcome on her own road to greatness. As a child, she was diagnosed with severe asthma and told that she likely wouldn't live past age 16. She beat those odds, though, and made it through high school alive and well. Along the way, she and her family had moved north to Rankin, Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh. There, Hight attended an integrated public school and quickly developed a passion for civil rights work. As a teenager, she volunteered for campaigns against lynching and in support of voting rights. She attended numerous marches and discovered she had a natural gift for speechmaking. Her way with words later earned her the top spot in a national oratorical contest, along with a scholarship to Barnard College. Unfortunately, when she tried to enroll after graduating high school, she was turned away. The college said that it had already admitted two black female students that year, which meant that its quota had been filled. Hight decided not to waste a year waiting for another shot at one of only two spots at Barnard. Instead, she attended New York University, where she earned her bachelor's degree in education in 1930. At Columbia University, she earned a master's in educational psychology 2 years later. She also did postgraduate studies at the New York School of Social Work and continued to push for criminal justice reform and women's rights. After college, Hight became a teacher at the Brownsville Community Center in Brooklyn and later took a job as a caseworker for the city's welfare department. In the late 1930s, she became the assistant executive director of Harlem's Young Women's Club of America, or YWCA. Not long into her tenure, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt came to town to attend a meeting of the National Council of Negro Women. Haight was chosen to escort the First Lady to the meeting, and once there, she caught the attention of Mary McLeod Bethune, the council's founder. After the meeting, Bethune asked Haight to join the group in their fight for women's equality. As always, Haight jumped at the chance to volunteer, and later went on to work with the organization for nearly 40 years, including as its president. For much of that time, she also served on the national board of the YWCA. In 1946, she helped oversee the desegregation of all the Y's facilities nationwide, and in 1965, she founded the Y's Center for Racial Justice, which she led herself for the next 12 years. Dorothy Haight's work for those two organizations reflected a belief that wasn't shared by many of her contemporaries. Historically, the Black Civil Rights Movement and the Women's Civil Rights Movement didn't have much overlap, and each group's struggle for equality was considered its own separate issue. However, Dorothy Haight believed the struggles were deeply connected, parts of the same overarching problem. Black men and women of all races were marginalized in America, and Black women doubly so. As a Black woman herself, Dorothy Haight knew that all too well. Despite her best efforts to unite the movements, though, they largely remained only reluctant allies. This left Haight somewhere in the middle, sidelined by much of the women's movement because of her race, and by much of the Black movement because of her sex. However, the lack of a spotlight never weakened her resolve, and she eventually took her place at the highest levels of the civil rights movement, right alongside the so-called Big Six. That would be James Farmer, John Lewis, A. Philip Randolph, Roy Wilkins, Whitney Young, and Martin Luther King Jr. Although, at least one member of the Big Six, James Farmer, considered Dorothy Haight to be the group's true sixth member, rather than A. Philip Randolph. At any rate, Haight was the only woman on the speaker's platform when MLK delivered his I Have a Dream speech at the 1963 March on Washington. Although she had been instrumental in planning the event and was a prize-winning orator herself, she was not given the chance to speak that day. Haight reflected on the experience in a 2003 interview for NPR. She said, quote, "My being seated there had some very special meaning, because women had been trying to get a woman to speak on the program, but we were always met by the planners with the idea that women were represented in all of the different groups, in the churches, in the synagogues, in the unions, organizations, and the like. So the only voice we heard of a woman from the podium was that of Mahalia Jackson, a gospel singer." That was a diplomatic response, but by all accounts, Dorothy Haight really was more concerned with the collective struggle than she was with personal glory. In another 2003 interview, she told the Sacramento Bee, quote, "I was there, and I felt at home in the group, but I didn't feel I should elbow myself to the front when the press focused on the male leaders." Once again, her service, her mission, was what mattered. She continued it through the 1970s and 80s by establishing self-help assistance programs through the NCNW. She once said, quote, "We are not a problem people. We are a people with problems. We have historic strengths. We have survived because of family." With that in mind, Haight launched a series of Black family reunions in the mid-1980s. Held in cities across the country, the events were large-scale celebrations of African-American history, culture, and traditions. Hundreds of thousands of people attended the gatherings, helping to foster deeper bonds in their communities. Humility and selflessness are admirable qualities, ones that Dorothy Haight had in spades. But sometimes, you really just want to see a person get the recognition they deserve. And thankfully, Dorothy eventually did. In 1994, President Bill Clinton presented her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. She received numerous other awards and accolades as well, including about 36 honorary doctorate degrees from esteemed schools such as Tuskegee, Princeton, and Harvard. However, the academic honor that likely held the most meaning was a far less prestigious degree that was awarded to her in 2004. It was an honorary bachelor's from Barnard College, the same institution that had turned her away 75 years earlier. True to her character, Haidt continued to fight for equality right up until the end of her life. In 2008, just 2 years before her death, she was looking ahead to the future of the civil rights movement. She outlined the next steps, saying, quote, "We don't need the marches we had in the past, but we need more consideration in looking at the boardroom tables and at the policies that are going on, looking at what's happening in industry, what's happening in terms of employment opportunities, housing, and the like." Dorothy Haidt passed away in Washington, D.C. on April 20th, 2020, at the age of 98. President Barack Obama remarked on her passing, describing her as, quote, "the godmother of the civil rights movement and a hero to so many Americans." It was a fitting tribute and a well-earned title, but Dorothy liked to frame her legacy as something more approachable, something that any member of society could aspire to themselves. She said, quote, "I want to be remembered as someone who used herself and anything she could touch to work for justice and freedom. I want to be remembered as one who tried." I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.